Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, absolutely.
And I noticed,
And so talk about the mental and the physical and the spiritual and the revolutionary cousin.
Right on. I mean, the whole thing about that is, you know, I mean, first and foremost, I'm a revolutionary. So what I'm doing this hip-hop thing is always going to be an extension. And a part of being a revolutionary, I believe, is keeping yourself in shape physically for whatever might happen, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, the example that we set for the youngsters as well as, the, you know, just people in general, you know what I'm saying? You want to set a positive example of being healthy. You know what I'm saying? I believe that comes along with being a revolutionary. You also want to be spiritual in some form or fashion, you know what I'm saying? I really don't try to tell people what kind of spiritual path to try to walk down or whatnot. That's up to you, whatever works for you. That's my personal belief. But I do believe that you have to have something that balances out, you know, some of this warrior tactic type things that's going on or what have you, you know what I'm saying, out there. So you have to have something that combats that on the daily struggle. So that's a part of the spiritual thing that I believe in. I think you have to have some kind of balance, you know what I'm saying, as far as the politics, you know what I'm saying, and everything that we believe as a people, you know what I'm saying. You got to have some kind of politics involved with your nature if you want to just get by on every day. I mean, when we talk about politics, that's just, you know, your everyday, like I said, what's going on in your neighborhood. It don't have to be Democrats and Republicans and what's going on in Washington, D.C., although that's very important. But, you know, deal with the politics in your neighborhood, what's going on where you're at, you know what I mean? And how can you somehow make it better for you and yours, you know what I mean? And that's always going to be an extension of what's going on in other places. But, you know, start at home first, you know what I mean?
All right, that'll work. Okay, Brother Zaid, tell everybody how to, you know, I know you do a lot of work with the Tupac Foundation and Brother Matulu. So tell us how Tupac influenced you, brother.
Man, Tupac is like, you know, one of the main reasons I started rapping. You know, first and foremost, you know, so I got to give credit to and just honor and due to Brother Matulu Shakur, free our political prisoners and prisoners of war. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm saying that, you know what I'm saying, I said that to say that he gave me my start. Like, he put me in, you know what I'm saying? You remember what it was with the Dare to Struggle thing. That was like my first opportunity to be able to do this rap shit and basically express it, you know what I'm saying, and get people to listen to me and what I was doing. So in that, you know what I mean, that's how I was influenced by, you know what I'm saying, by Tupac, because, you know, a lot of the things that came from Tupac came from Matulu, especially some of the political aspects of Tupac that people love so much. A lot of that stuff was inbred in Tupac by Matulu. So, you know, I try to carry on that legacy that, you know, of Tupac, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of people didn't understand, you know what I mean, and that's, you know, part of what my career is about also, you know what I'm saying, carrying on that righteous legacy of Tupac, because a lot of times, a lot of people like to focus on, you know, a lot of the rider, you know what I'm saying, in him, which is a great thing, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the gangsterism that we portray, you know what I'm saying, in some of my music at times, which is necessary, which is a good thing, but at the same time, you know, you got to keep it balanced, like we said before. And a part of that is, you know, carry on this legacy of the politics and representing for our people, which is what Tupac was doing. And, you know, just making that part of his legacy, you know. So in that way, he influenced me. Just the style, he's a brilliant artist just all around, you know what I'm saying. And in that way, I try to be a brilliant artist in a lot of this activism that we do in the hip-hop movement or whatnot, you know what I mean. So all that, you know what I'm saying, all the politics that he tried to intertwined in his lyrics and get people to understand about what was going on with the black community. I try to do that the same way. I try to make it, you know, seem, I'm not going to say cool because, you know, I think that belittles our movement, but I try to make it relevant to people, you know what I'm saying, so they don't feel like I'm talking over their heads, you know what I'm saying, like Tupac did. So, you know, he influenced me in a big way, man. That's, you know, greatest rapper of all time, man. He influenced all of us, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's a good answer right there, man. It's I know it's a real honor for many brothers would like to have the opportunity to know the brother and work and kind of like following his footsteps. That's a real honor be able to network with the family. So okay, now I'm gonna go to the next question, Brother Matulu, Tupac's dad. What that meant to you, the brother, to be able to, you know, a lot of brothers talk about Brother Matulu, but you've been hand in hands. You know,
he
repped it like a son, so talk on that.
Yeah, real talk. I mean, that's my godfather, you know what I mean? And so on the family level, man, I feel like I have to represent for him in certain ways, you know, like any family member would, you know, they uncle or anything like that, you know what I'm saying, that's doing time for something unjustly, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, just basically believing in your people, because understand that Matulu's in jail for political reasons. You know what I mean? And that's why we label them a political prisoner. So it's on that note, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's real personal to me, you know what I mean? And he's always been behind me and one of the, you know, main people, even when I feel as though a lot of people didn't believe in me, quote unquote, or whatnot, whatever you want to call that, you know what I'm saying? I understand police chains or whatnot, but he was always the person that basically, you know, said to me that we need you to do this, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it was a time where, you know, people were bashing Tupac's name, but like I said, they was pushing the wrong image of Pac, you know what I'm saying? A misunderstood misconception of Pac or whatnot. So, you know, I just always appreciated that, you know what I'm saying? I've always felt honored by that, you know what I'm saying? So I feel a real connection to the brother that way, you know what I'm saying? I feel as though it's a duty of mine too, you know, keep his name in, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, you know what I mean? And he's one of our living legends, you know what I'm saying? I speak on that to the homies in the hood at times, you know what I mean, as far as, you know, honoring our living legends. You know, we pour our liquors for the dead homies all day long, but we don't honor the people that's still here, you know what I'm saying? Like our political prisoners, like Sundi Ata Coley and Sekou Odinga, and you know, even Lena Peltier and all the, you know, homies that's in prison for political reasons. We gotta honor them too, you know what I'm saying? People that's still here with us. So you know, he gives me that opportunity, man, and you know, and that I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? And I feel blessed to be blessed on some real, you know what I mean? Just to have a struggle to fight, you know what I mean? It's all about the yin and the yang. Like I said, it's all about balance, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I appreciate my haters and my enemies and you know, our pressure, you know what I'm saying? Because that gives us something to fight and it gives us something to teach, you know what I mean? That gives me something to do, especially in this rap shit where you have so many raps that don't be talking about nothing at all in their raps, you know what I'm saying? And every single album, even though it's a new album coming out, sounds like the last one, just new beats or whatnot, you know what I mean? Like, I appreciate the opportunity to have something to say to my people, you know what I'm saying? And on that note, on some evil shit, I guess, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad it's me, you know what I'm saying? And Tulu, you know what I'm saying, gave me one of the opportunities to do that, so it's a little better.
All right, I want to play everybody a song that you've done. And after I play this song, kind of tell the people what was the concept behind that song. I'm going to play this song right now. Brother Zaid Malik, Have to Be a G, Till the Day I Die. All right, we'll be right back with this song.
You gonna play it first?
Got to be a man of God. A man of God. A man of the house. A man of the world. Outlaw all these shit. Very struggle, very good. We must be cool. A man of principle. Malcolm was the chief of the day that he died. Check it out now. I ain't scared of jail, I ain't scared to die. I was born a rider, you can see it in my eye. Always on some real shit, just like the homie fly. Ever since the age of five, I was always taught to ride. From the set, RBG, every day, all day, that's all we see. So beat the motherfucking culture, ride on vultures. Snitches get stitches, so they rarely approach us. It's a war going on, they try to keep it on the low. Now it ain't a reason to slip, I'm letting niggas know. It's psychological warfare, it's propaganda. Don't fuck with the news, cause they don't understand it. On Channel 5, all you see is black faces catching cases. They know it can tell them the television is racist. But I'ma keep it G until I'm thugging in peace. Until they pour the libation of reference to African nation. Let them RBG just afraid that I die. Set the minutes, Jesus, the day that I die. Malcolm was a Jesus, the day that he died. And I'm a preacher, Jesus, the day that I die. He's a weapon on these Jesus. Weapon in that Jesus. Malcolm was a Jesus, the day that he died. I'm a preacher, Jesus, the day that I die. Check. I'm not a lame, never was, and never will be. I'm a G and I'm a bang till we get free. Initiated to the life at only 16. Red, black, and green, black power, it's a hood thing. A young king soaking up games from the OGs. A big homie, never forget what they showed me. Ride for the struggle, stay on top for your hustle. To survive in the jungle, take the mind and the muscle. I'm a rider, a soldier, a G, a man of character. An outlaw, a warrior, a rebel to America. Throwing up a set, black fist rapping around the sick. Never been a snitch or a tom, forever fuck a pig. Do it for the people, give my life up gladly for the family. For freedom, all my G's understand me. Rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And I'ma teach the same thing to my seed. Word between Zoe and Lil Zaid. The day that I die, the next Jesus, the day that I die. compliment to G to the way that he died. I'ma beat the G to the way that he died. All these G's up. I'm reppin' MXG to the day that I die. Malcolm was a G to the day that he died. So I'ma be a G till I die. G is for general, like V for Vendetta. No one do it better. A G until the snitch get me set up to die. Similar to how they set up the eye. Just like COINTELPRO set up Machiavelli to die. So in the name of Bobby Hutton and Jonathan Jackson, I'ma keep mashing till they put a G in this casket. Riding for what I know is the truth. I keep it plain like Malcolm used to do. You confuse me, you straight ahead like Matulu said. Until the day that I'm dead, the same attitude getting me. How could I turn on him? Too much I learned from him. These devils just heartless, go ahead and put the burn on him. A G like a motherfucking gorilla. Yeah, the thing was cold, but inside my mind is a gorilla. I paint a portrait of a killer and my sword is my pen. Get on a half a pint of hen and go and do it again. I'll be G'd up, but I die. I'm ripping the mix G'd up. Malcolm was a G to the day that he died. And I'ma be a G to the day that I die.
All right, y'all. We back with General, Young General, Zaid. What you think? Hey, salute, Zaid. I was playing that song. So what's the concept behind that song, Zaid?
That's RBG till I die, man. Meaning that, you know, we revolutionary, but gangsters, red, black, and green till we die. We self-determined till we die. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, that's what we live for, in other words. You know what I mean? That's how we on. And that's on that little Kiki beat. That's a beat that somebody's like, man, I hear you on this beat right here, Zaid. And I was like, all right. So he's talking about I'll be a G till I die. So I felt like, you know, I had to redefine that, you know what I'm saying, just for the streets and let the streets know, you know what I'm saying, what RBG is and all that in general, you know what I'm saying, if they didn't know already. So, you know what I'm saying, I was blessed to become Stickman from Dead Press. Shout out to Stickman, Zalute. I'm saying, from Dead Prez to get on the track with me, you know what I'm saying? That was a blessing, and we just rolled out on it, you know what I mean? And we got the video on that. It's on YouTube, you know what I mean? My YouTube is Zaid Malik, Outlaw RBGs with a Z on the end. And, you can check that video out. Got, 30,000 hits on YouTube or something like that, so, people is loving it. And that's how I know the people is ready for this real shit, man. Got to, you know what I'm saying, I'll get this real shit back to the forefront, you know what I mean?
Right, and that's a good, and like I said, a lot of brothers joining us on the call in line. If you have any questions for Brother Zaid, just press 1, and I see the brothers in the chat room. Y'all can also, y'all know how to go in the chat room. Zaid, that's what I want the people to know. This brother is just not rapping. This brother has the backings and the blessings of a lot of revolutionaries that have came before us. Big Brother Matulu Shakur, POW, has been, as we say, the street schooling this brother. He grew up under that tutelage. He grew up with the members of the New Africa down there in the ATL area, this brother. So when we want to see rappers like this, rappers who have the consciousness to take our youth to another level. And I'm glad I said that because, Zaid, so how you see your music influencing the youth coming behind you? What's the message you want them to get?
Oh, man, I mean, it's a movement, you know what I mean? It's a formula involved, you know what I'm saying? What we're doing is just being black people, but with principle, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I tell the youth. I mean, it's hitting the youth, you know what I'm saying, asking a question. Simply, it's hitting them like I needed to hit them, you know what I'm saying? I make music for you to ride out to, but music that ain't self-destructive, and that's the whole key. We just took one simple element out of the music, which is the self-destruction that you hear in a lot of the music these days, you know, the self-hate that you're in a lot of the music. We loving ourselves and our music, and it's riding out, you know what I mean? And if it is something that can be perceived as negative or whatever you want to call it, like, you know what I'm saying, we might say something about, you know, I got a line I need that say, you know, I let the motherfuckers do the demonstration. We got a police drive by on these police stations. It's all in context, you know what I mean? It's all about something that we can gravitate to because we understand that the police is shooting at us. So, like I said, about balance, my nigga, and we're doing that in our music, man. So, you love my music, and even the OGs, they come to me like, man, keep doing what you're doing because, you know what I'm saying, you're speaking to the youth, and I am speaking to the youth. I ain't, you know, I'm speaking to the street, man, and I ain't preaching to the choir, and that's what it's all about. I think a lot of, too many revolutionaries, conscious, so-called rappers, they speaking to the choir. They talking over too many people's heads, which is, you know, especially with music, that's the first principle. You want to make sure that people can fuck with your shit first and foremost, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm on it, man. I'm trying to make sure people fuck with our shit. I'm making RBG look good. You feel me? That's the whole shit, my nigga.
Okay, I got this statement. It's a statement that Brother Mutulu Shakur used to always tell me when I talked to him on the phone, so in prison, and he used to write me all the time. And what does the statement mean to you right here, Brother Zaid? He would always close his letters with this: aim high and go all the way out. So what does that mean to you?
Oh, man, that means the sky's the limit. That means aim high and go all the way out. That means, you know, set your sights on something bigger, you know what I'm saying? And if you do that, you really can't lose. Go all the way out. Once you got it, it's all about purpose, man. That's what that statement means to me. It has to deal with purpose, and it has to deal with, once you got a righteous purpose, then go all the way out for it. You really have nothing to lose, even in death there's victory. You understand what I'm saying? That's what that means. I mean, aim high and go all the way out, because once you got something to aim high for, see, that's the biggest tragedy, motherfucker, that don't have nothing to aim high for. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But once you got something to aim high for, shit, that's like 75% of the battle. Now it's time to go all the way out. Nigga, going all the way out is easy once you have it in your focus. You know what I'm saying? Once you know what I'm saying, you got your sniper rifle ready to go, and you got them in your scope, and it's clear, and you know what I'm saying, you're in between heartbeats and all that, it's easy to pull the trigger. But the hard part is getting in position, waiting for the play to come in the focus and all that. You know what I mean? So that's what that means to me, man. Aim high and go all the way out. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's a good answer right there, real good answer. So let me, another question. How did you and the Outlaws hook up?
Say what now?
How did you and the Outlaws come about? Outlaws?
Well, you know, my cousin, Asamir, he used to go on, him and Tupac's best friend, literally, you know what I'm saying? He used to go on tour with him. So, you know, I was a young dude around them when they was, you know, doing a lot of stuff, you know, when they was really out in the street with All Eyes on Me and all that. So, just, you know, I used to be around them when I was a real young dude. And, you know, as I kept doing my thing, it's like, that's why I feel blessed to be a part of this movement and everything that I'm doing, because once I got myself in the position, the opportunity was always there, and it's still there, and I'm still getting myself in the position, so... I mean, the Outlaws have always been there for me since I was, like I said, a young dude. And when I started rapping, they, you know, they just pulled me in and said, let's go. You know what I'm saying? And same with Dead Prez, man. You know what I'm saying? I met them in Cuba when I was doing some stuff and doing some Black August stuff in Cuba a couple years ago with the Honda Beer Dome. And, you know, from there, you know, it just took flight. Once I showed myself ready to be able to do what I'm doing, you know, the big homies just took me in, so...
And you're doing a good job at that, Brother Zaid. I reflect back some 8 years ago. Oh, yeah. When I had the opportunity to come up to Atlanta, y'all put, you know, y'all and the Delta Struggle crew put me up in the hotel, and we got a chance to hang out and eat and kick it and do a song for Tupac. Well, several songs.
Man, I missed your time.
For Tupac. Oh, yeah, there was some good times. So I'm watching you, you know, I've seen that you've matured to a whole nother level. You know, I had a chance to bring y'all down to Texas. I think a lot of people don't know about that. I brought Zaid and two brothers and Tupac's sister down to Texas. And that was, the brothers is real. They'll travel. They will travel for what they believe in. And they were doing this out of love for Brother Mutulu Shakur and Brother Tupac at that time. So you want to speak about how that Delta Struggle came into play?
Oh, man, Their Struggle was one of the biggest albums of all time that just people simply didn't know about. It was done by, you know, the homies from behind the wall or whatnot. So you got actual soldiers from, you know what I'm saying, doing time or whatnot on the project with dudes like the Outlaws and all that. So, you know, it came to me, you know what I'm saying, halfway done, and I was able to help executive, you know, help produce the project or whatnot. And, you know, we just took it around to all the homies, you know what I'm saying, and told them what it was. We're trying to push this Dare to Struggle, Dare to Win thing, which was basically the concept of, if you're willing to go through some kind of struggle, then once you're willing to go through the struggle, that, you know, you're willing to win. So that's a quote and a concept, and that was the whole thing behind Dare to Struggle. So, you know, and it came from a Mutulu Shakur, you know what I mean? So, man, we just rolled with it, man, and, It was just, you know, like I said, something that at that time had never been done. I know a lot of rappers have done it since, like Shine, and I know Lil Wayne, of course, some stuff from behind the wall and all that, but we was some of the first people to do it, and, you know, we was able to, it was a movement, you know what I'm saying, and it was something that was connecting people on the street, people in the prisons, you know what I'm saying, which is much needed in our community because so much of us get locked up at such a high percentage. And, you know, a lot of times they ship us all over the country and we're unable to, you know, be connected with real people or whatnot. Well, anyway, you know, we was able to kind of, you know, soften that for the homies behind the wall and for the people out here by, you know, bringing music in and out, doing shows in and out. We were able to go down to Coburn Prison in Florida and we did a show inside the prison for the homies. We brought at that time, you know, a hot rapper, Ja Rule. He was hot at the time. We were able to get him and then BET came and did a special on it. It was great, man. So it became a real movement and we still pushing it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they did a couple of things here and there to kind of, you know, infiltrate it and fuck it up a little bit, but you know, that's another story altogether. But you know, we're still moving with it though, man. It was great, man. It's still a movement, man. It's a Derek Struggle movement. And right now, you know, we're just struggling as a people, as a whole. You know? So that shit is still popping, right, man.
That's
shit,
good.
You can get that shit at MatulaShakur.com, as a matter of fact. Yeah?
All right. Okay. The organization New Africa. What's some of the goals? What would you like to see that group, the organization at? In 5 years from now, Brother Zaid.
What would I like to see it at?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would just like to see it, I think at the stage that we had as a people, I would like to see it become an accepted idea and an accepted concept, so to speak, first and foremost. And once people understand that this is important to us as far as having New Africa, you know, we could discuss, you know, as a people together, how to go about achieving, you know what I'm saying? But right now, you know what I'm saying, that's what we're doing through this music, trying to make it feasible or trying to make it understandable for the common black person, you know what I'm saying, that deserves reparations and whatnot. So, you know, we call it proper propaganda. We're trying to get people to understand what we're talking about or what a lot of these preachers and a lot of these political activists are talking about when they're saying stuff, you know, person in the hood don't necessarily understand, so. That's what we're doing for this music, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to make it understandable.
All right, let's go to the caller line. We got a caller coming. Let's see if I can open this line up. Got a caller coming in out of the 713 area code, 261. You on there? 713, you on there?
Jalou.
Hey, I think there's a call coming out of Houston, Texas. You on there?
Black Power.
Hey, Black Power.
Free
what's
line,
going on?
Man.
Black Power.
Yes, Black Power. Brother Drew, Brother with the Outlaws. Appreciate your revolutionary music. Brother Saeed. We've been fans of Tupac since Tupacalypse now. And for the group that he put together, the Outlaws, we appreciate y'all keeping the music alive. Everybody trying to move on the music and dumb the people down. But for you groups
that
keep the revolutionary rhythm and the revolutionary rhymes in the front line, we just send a Black Power shout out. We in Dallas, Texas, celebrating our Captain David Foreman, one of the founders of the new Black Panther Party, is about to move to Africa. And we just threw him a family reunion going away party. And we don't talk about revolution. We live revolution. And so
that's
promoting revolution, we salute you. And we got artists down here in Dallas, Texas, that's still keeping it together. Y'all need to come down and plug in with them. We got artists in Houston, Texas, and New Orleans. So when y'all come to the South, we can bring y'all some more shows to help promote it. But we're about taking it to the next level. We're not on no plantation.
Yeah.
We don't deal with no plantation Negroes. So everybody, let's know what's real. We appreciate you. Revolutionary Black Power.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, that's right. I love you, sister, and I love people like you. We A-Lights 100, homie. And I salute all my warrior queens, you know what I mean? All my queens fingers out there, man. And we definitely right, man. We definitely got to show and prove to each other, man, so these folks don't think that we just weirdos, man. You know what I mean? Because this is what's happening. I love when I hear some revolutionary gangster shit. It just gives me chills because that's what I like to ride to, you know what I mean? And it's music, man. You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to downplay the music and the hip-hop like it really don't mean something so they can have an excuse to push all that ignorant shit, man. You know what I mean? So,
you know,
I love hearing real shit, man. And I love you, sister. And I love everything that you got going on. Holler at me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Inbox me or whatnot. Zaid Malik, Twitter, Zaid_Malik. Holler at me. Let me know who you is, everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Zaid Malik Music at Gmail. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? ZaidMalik.bandcamp.com. It's my music. Now, holler at me, man. Let's get it, man. Let's start this movement. Let's keep this movement going. You know what I'm saying? Across this nation, man. It's empire.
All right. All right, we got another caller coming in.
Let's be the line.
Yeah, the caller's online. Let's get this next caller coming out of the 214. Here you go. 792, you on there. 792.
That's me.
Yeah, 214, 792, you on there.
Black Dallas, 13 ghettos in the single battle. This is Black Dallas down here in Texas, and we're doing what we got.
All right.
We got here for the prep event, and you know we're going to run that Texas Grandma Preview game, and I got those Black Pump t-shirts on sale. Down here in Dallas,
oh man, yes. We're doing commercials. I see on this show tonight.
All right,
I didn't know we never know what's going on. We got about 30 brothers hanging outside the headquarters right now. We broadcasting from the headquarters. 30 brothers sitting out there right now. They feeling good. You know how it go. They feeling good. They had a meeting. They had a little barbecue.
Right.
And they listening to you right now online. But they, you know, hey, some of our brothers kind of fool. They might as well keep it real.
That's what it's true, man.
Yeah,
I lose my soldiers, man. All my generals, man. We ain't need soldiers no more, man. Niggas ain't need soldiers no more, man. I fuck with the quicker generals. You feel me? Like, everybody got to have their own thing going on. You know what I mean?
All right, that'll work, brother. Hey, we're going to take another call coming in. Let's see. Let's take this call. 546, you on there?
Hey, Black Power.
Hey, Black Power. Who's
the line? Hello. Hello, RPG.
All right. Okay, you kind of low.
Hey, Black Power, comrade.
Black Power, who's the line? Hello.
Hey, brother, you keep holding it down, man. I'm calling out that big time Dallas, Texas, the founding chapter of the New Black Panther Party, Brother David Foreman, I wanted the brother to put this shit into motion. And like Sister Crystal was saying, I'm going to backdoor her. We talk about this, man. We live this, you know, what everybody's talking about. We live this, man. You know, we out here banging with him. You hear what I'm saying? Hey, man, keep holding the line. We appreciate what you're doing, man, and the message. And the main thing you said a while ago was getting out to the youth. But we understand that the youth are the ones that make revolution. Without getting out to the youth, there will be no revolution. So keep doing what you're doing, brother. And we'll backdoor you anytime you want to come down to the south. Because I'm going to tell you something, man. This weird going on down here. You know what I'm saying? From the Virginia, Texas, to the Paris, Texas. New Black Panther Party was there, man. Before the media hype. Before everybody got on the news. Sister Crystal, New Black Panther Party. Brother Osiris had boots on the ground. But like I said, brother, we're going to talk about it. We feel about it, man. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to bang on it. We're going to bang on that. We're going to do this RBG. We're going to keep up in the spirit of all those revolutionaries who came before us, Harry P. Newtons, Malik Zulu Shabazz, Malcolm X, and everybody else, Khalid Muhammad, and all those, man. The ancestors are speaking right now, man. You got to organize.
That's right.
You got to organize and get organized. You dig what I'm saying? Because it's one
thing to talk, man.
We got to be organized with our youth, man. We got to be in the streets. We got to be out there with the blues and the reds and let them know, man, if you're going to crip, you got to understand that means community revolution and progress. You want to be a blood, that stands for brotherly love, overcomes oppression and domination. So we got to get back to the youth, man, because those are the warriors, man. Thug life, baby. THUG. Thou has unleashed God's soldiers. And those are the soldiers of the future. So we understand that. We got to organize and we got to educate them. But the music you're doing, brother, and you speaking to them, that's what we need. You understand? Because we speak their language. They don't want to hear no baby language. You know what I'm talking about? They don't want to hear no we shall overcome. They want to hear we shall overwhelm.
No.
But they got to be organized. You can't organize politically, then that's what made the mistake. But it's a grassroots movement, and we understand that. So keep doing what you do, brother. RBG, bang on out.
Yes,
freedom of death.
Bang on out. Free the land. Salute.
All right, we got
to man,
we
need some more soldiers like that. But that's the general right there speaking, you feel me?
Oh, okay,
that's
we got plenty of, we all connected, Brother Zaid. Believe that what happened to you could happen to me, so we must network and be able to stand with each brother and sister. We all connected. So anybody banging on us, we got brothers in other organizations who are banging back with us. Anybody banging on RBG, anybody banging on Brother Zaid, you banging against us because we all connected. We see. That's one thing about when you become a revolutionary and you know about complete constructive change, you know, hey, I'm connected to that brother, and he connected to me.
Yeah.
He know that's my brother.
That's right.
And so that's how we do it around here in the South and all over the world. You know, we are connected. And a lot of the RBG brothers, we appreciate all the brothers and all organizations that are standing up to liberate themselves and our people. And we say Black Power, salute on that.
Salute that. All of them, man. All of them that's doing what they do. We all pieces of the same puzzle, man. No.
And that's correct. Let's see. I want to play this quick song, and we'll be. You guys, I want to play a quick song, and we'll be back. And let me see if I can find a song. We'll be back in 2 minutes. It's Tupac. Just little song for Tupac. We know it was his time just a few days ago. We want to give him a little bit of this little right here. So we'll be back in 2 minutes.
That's right. Rest in peace, Pop. He's gonna wear that motherfucker.
I'm a stare at the younger, my heart goes to him. Hey, that's sick with stress that they under. We never really went through that, cause we was born BC, you and me before crack. And nowadays things change, everyone's the same to the youth, cause the truth looks strange. And for me, it's reverse. We left someone world of turf, and it hurts. Cause any day don't push the button, it all good men like my famous Bobby Hunt.
All right, y'all. We back with Zaire Malik, the young general, RBG, rapper, revolutionary student. I mean, he's the brother that did so much, and you know, I ain't just talking because I know a little about him. He did so much, and we are so proud of now. And I see the people on the call lines. If you have any questions for Brother Zaire, just press 1 on your phones. I see y'all out there. I see the regulars out there. I see area codes I don't know out there. So just press 1 and chime on in with us with Brother Zaire Malik, a true soldier. RBG, his music is revolutionary and moving. You know, it's still moving OGs, like you say, like myself, 47 years old and still popping to that RG stuff. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right, Brother Zaid.
Yeah.
All right, Brother Zaid. So let's talk about Sister Asada. You know some history about Sister Asada and her freedom. What would you like to say in reference to Sister Asada Shakur?
Oh, man, as far as Sister Asada, man, she's just a true representative, especially for our sisters and our warrior queens, of what a sister can be and can do within a movement afterwards, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, being a strong sister and still upholding her political beliefs and her everything about her that she is and that she was to our people. She still maintains that, even though she's in exile, so you can appreciate that. And just everything that, you know, that she went through, especially if you read a book from, you know, being liberated from jail to, you know, when she actually was first incarcerated, when she was first locked up, and when Zaid Malik Shakur died, you know what I'm saying, everything that she went through is like, you know, I mean, just for a man or male or female, that's just straight soldier shit. You got to be able to appreciate that. You know what I mean? And that's the side of Shakur, and that's one of our sisters. That's one of our heroes, whatever you want to call them. You know what I mean? Because that's somebody that's still living, still free, and was able to still be political and be a rebel, you know what I mean, with the cause and whatnot. So, I mean, that's what's up. You got to appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That's our sister. That's like our mother or whatnot. That's our auntie, man, and we love her.
All right, that's pretty good. So let me ask you a question. I ain't seen some of the brothers and sisters. Sister Maquitas, how's she doing?
Sister Maquitas is great, man. She's still making clothes. You know what I mean? Making clothes, she doing her thing. Man, everybody's good, though, man. Everybody's good. They still in the boat, you know. Everybody's playing their position, you know what I'm saying? Which is what we need to do more of as a people. Everybody needs to start playing their position so better, you know.
All right. I know you had a chance to do some songs. When I was up there, I seen you and Tupac's sister. Y'all had a chance to do some music together. So she's still doing music.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to Nzinga in a while. I'm not sure if she's still doing music. But she definitely needs to be. She got that angel voice. That's Mtulu's daughter, of course, you know what I'm saying, Paul's sister or whatnot. But, yeah, man, I got to see what's up with her. She actually hit me on Facebook a couple of days ago and just said what's up to me, you know. Yeah, she's still out
all
there.
Right.
We got to do a reunion or something, man.
Oh, yeah, we definitely, we finna get something big and popping, man. We talked about it today, man. Before the show, we were talking about doing some big stuff. And we got
right.
The security team, so we got to worry about security. We're the new Black Panther Party. We come from 60 cities. Oh, 60, we all in every state.
My
got
phone
security.
Is about to go dead, and I'm not close to my charger. So just in case I go out, you just, you know, don't think I hung up or anything like that.
Okay. That's good looking out. Okay, we're down to the last 17 minutes, so if you do go off, I can take it on out with some of this good revolutionary music that we have still in queue. All right. Okay, let's see if we can get another question in. Where do you see your music, Brother Zaid, in 5 years? Where do you want to see yourself at?
As far as 5 years, man, I see myself, man, just everywhere, you know, especially with this RBG and this movement that's expanding by the day, you know what I'm saying, expanding with, you know, with stuff like this radio show and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I just see it in everybody's home, you know what I'm saying, and whoever's doing it, you know what I mean? We got a whole team of folks that's representing. Red, black, and green that's representing the outlaw culture. So, you know, I expect it and I see it, you know, and I know that it's going to, you know, get to the masses and it's going to be the new thing. Like you see Bloods and Crips wearing their rag and people flying their American flag, they're going to be wanting to fly this. That's what I see. You know what I'm saying? I see RBG flags, you know, floating on the back of niggas and pilots and shit like that, and they know what it mean, though. They're not just a nigga that like this shit and it's just hip. You know what I mean? We're going to be some principled people that still know how to kick it. You know what I'm saying? I see RBG adding that to the game. You know what I mean? The game going to be more principled because of what we adding to this shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Everything's going to be pretty much, you know, it's not going to look too much different, but everything's going to be done with principle and with honor. We're going to follow the thug code, which is what Tupac and Mtulu came up to add some kind of honor and code and ethics to the streets. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I see RBG going. You know what I'm saying? RBG and Outlaw, all this big stuff. This Outlaw RBG movement is about that, adding a code of ethics and some kind of balance to the game. And that's what we're doing, and we're the only ones doing it consistently. We've got to be doing it. Outlaw RBG, that's the movement, and that's what we're doing right now. You know what I mean? And, yeah, man, just in case I go out, man, I just want to give a couple shots out, man. The Dead Prayers, my OG. Outlaw is my OG. Stickman, Dead Prayers, M1, all my political prisoners and prisoners of war, Thule out at Cody, Matulu, Shakur, of course, salute all of them, know, you know what I mean, say cool, old Dingra, everybody, you know what I mean, man, you can catch all my music at ZaidMalik.bandcamp.com, got tracks with the Outlaws on there, you can catch me on that Revolutionary the Gangsta's Grill that was done by, what's that boy's name, that dude, the Gangsta's Grill, whatever his name is, you know what I'm saying, DJ Drummer. I'm on that one, RBG Till I Die's on there, Zaid Malik, Outlaw RBG's on the YouTube. And holler at me, man. Let's get this movement cracking. And everybody out there, if you're listening and you like what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, let's do it, man. Do what you're doing, man. Hop in the studio and push that propaganda to your neighborhood. Let them know what's really up, you know what I'm saying, so we can combat some of this bullshit that's getting played on the radio, you know what I'm saying, so we can add some balance to the game, you know what I'm saying. So shouts out to all my comrades in the Malcolm X grassroots movement, Zalu, all my folks in New Africa. That's the South. The South is New Africa. Zalu, let's keep riding. Let's call it what it really is. Let's make our own reality out here as black people, man. Shout out to my brother Drew X, man. Good to get up with you again, big homie. I love this radio show. It's a great avenue for people to be able to express themselves, you know what I'm saying, especially revolutionaries, man. I appreciate the opportunity, man. Keep doing what you're doing with the Black Panther Party and all that. I'm real happy to hear from you and real happy to see that you're doing that out there, man. I can't wait to come down there and kick it with y'all so I can be a part of that in a big way, man. And let's keep meeting,
right,
man, as a people, man.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay, Brother Zaid, we ain't going to hold you up. I can take them on out of here. We got 14 minutes. I can take them out with a little music and a little revolutionary thoughts. And we appreciate you calling in, brother. And we got your back, and we're going to help promote you. And we got to promote brothers and sisters that's doing something positive and conscious for our people. And I like everything you stand for, brother. I like Chairman Tulu Shakur when you speak to him again. Much love. And I ain't forgot nothing that he taught me. And I appreciate it. And tell all our brothers and sisters, we appreciate them.
Yes, sir. Jalou, for your line.
All right, Black Power. All right, y'all know All right, y'all, we're going to give y'all another song. This is coming from Matulu's son also. This is Matulu's son, Moprim Shakur.
Revolution all in my blood. Had my daddy on the run, I ain't know where he was. Mama did the best she could, even hard as it was. Investigated by the feds, being chased by the fuzz. Skipping home from home, I faced alone, a childhood friend. Pop gone, wonder will we ever see him again. Local cops looking for a good chance to blast me. While slipping through the net that they set the trap. They got killers on guard any day to back me. Young niggas trying to earn strikes, steal the clap me. Exactly. And all I want to do is be happy. While avoiding no lives through the world's anatomy, but forever will I stay steadfast in the game, falling out of control. The high, the pain is grown. Left to deal with all of my own, but still the heart of a soul.
It's at the heart of a
murdered by the federal authorities. All people of color, we are not a majority. So as far as these streets, I got the summa cum laude. Thug life is a team, like Hannibal's cavalry. The enemy is present and persistent around me. I'm drowning, the troubles of the world compounding. I'm concerned with the way that you today you sound. They got Bush in the White House, setting it off. And everybody in the ghetto with a pay in the cost. Remain steadfast and focused, bring hope to the hopeless. The spirit of a revolutionary done. Unprecedented mark in the game was made. I salute every soldier that done paved the way. All I can do now is reevaluate my life. I pray to God I've been doing it right.
It's with the heart of a soldier, the heart of a
jail. Come on, you cocksuckers, I know you ain't tired.
took the heart of her.
We must not forget Machiavelli.
The heart of her. Oh, yeah.
He
took the heart of her. The heart of her. He took the heart of her. The heart of her. It took the heart of a
soldier.
The heart of a
soldier.
It took the heart of a
soldier.
The heart of a
soldier. Do it like no other. Do it like no other. A soldier. A soldier.
All right, y'all. All right, all right, all right. We're back with you. I'd just like to make a few announcements. We'd like to thank all our brothers and sisters who are joining us tonight. Thank you, Brother Zaid, Malik, RBG, New Africa, Outlaws, Dead Prez. Hey, we thank the brother. Thank all our brothers and sisters who called in. We also like to remind everybody October the 1st. October the 1st is the National Day of Stand. All over America, we'll be standing in unity. To protest any type of injustice that's going on out there. And so October the 1st, London, France, America, hey, the cities in your hood, the ghetto, the suburbs, we all be out there doing something to say, hey, we don't like what we're seeing and we want to make some change. Many of us take that day to make some change. Hey, if it's nothing but yourself getting out there October the 1st, stand with us that day. We're also not buying anything. If it's not black-owned, black-produced, we're not purchasing it on October the 1st. Get it before October the 1st. So we're just making these announcements. We want you to know, you know, we got to make some real change. And when you say you're a revolutionary, you want to make some changes. You want to put your action into motion. Also, we'd like to give a shout-out to all our leaders in the New Black Counterpart. We say black power to all our national staff, our regional staff, our local staff. To Captain David Foreman is on his way showing real change, going to be a pioneer to go take this movement to another level. He's going in Africa, unfamiliar territory. That's when you know when you say you buy revolution, you buy change, and your actions just show. So the co-founder of the New Black Panther Party will be leaving at the end of this month, going to make a way in Africa, going somewhere at unfamiliar grounds to say, hey, I can live here too, and network with the brothers and sisters over there, and networking with us here, over here in this Black Nation, New Black Panther Party, Black Nation Task Force, UNIA, all these good organizations. He's going to pioneer on our behalf. We'd like to say to all the brothers who heard that music, you know, some of the music might, some of the language might be rough to you, but it's the language is it's real. Like Brother Zaid said, the youngsters in the street, they don't know soft stuff because the generation behind them left them out there, and so the streets raised them. So that music speaks to the youth in the streets. So that's what we say in that RBG, that OG revolutionary music is needed to reach our youth. And once they reach the youth, they can start putting the revolutionary ideas in their head. And we know revolution is complete constructive change. And so once they put that in their head, they'll know they don't need to turn the guns and shoot their brothers down no more. They don't have to be out there slaying that dope no more. You know what I'm saying? And they don't have to do this. They'll start to learn how to do for self and feel and operate and have things. And stop falling victim, being the biggest consumers in the world. That's one thing, the black folks, we own that. We're the biggest consumers in the world, so we need to learn to do for self. I'm going to play y'all one more song for the ones who didn't get to hear it earlier. This is one of Brother Zaid's songs, and it's the title, it's got to be G to the Day I Die, meaning that he got to be for real is what the brother's saying. I got to stand up, and I got to be real for what I'm saying and what I'm doing. And so this is I Got to Be a G to the Day I Die, my brother Zaid. I'll be back with you, 770-882.
A man of God. A man of the house. A man of the world.
Outlaw RBG.
A man of the world.
Yes, we got to get him on that program.
Yes. This is Mama Lee. He's with the Outlaws and the RBGs and all. That's why I'm confused. And I heard that song. I believe I heard that song at the convention.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well,
yeah.
You know, he'd be ready to represent that next thing you got coming up, that UNIA. That'd be a good one to
you
get him in
there. You know he's gonna.
All right, yeah.
Well,
he had his phone actually went dead, so he's not on the. We just lost him a few minutes ago on the line because his phone went dead.
Ah.
But I told him I could take the last 10 minutes out, but that's where we at right now.
I'm glad I was able to get in. I was like, okay, let me just go in here and just try to let my brother know that I'm here. You know, thank you so much. You're just awesome, Brother Drew. You're just awesome. I got you.
Well, we thank all of y'all because we can't be awesome without our awesome people that follow us, and we like to thank all our brothers and sisters. We got regulars we got a task force, and we got a support team that's out of this world. You don't have to call them, you don't have to say nothing. They already want to know where you at, and that's what we're talking about. When we talk about unity, we need brothers and sisters. They need brothers and sisters in different states, and they just on point, and they like what they hear, they like what they seeing. And hey, that's what revolution is. Revolution, when you're doing righteous stuff, righteous people will draw to you. And that's what we said. We got some more brothers and sisters want to call in here. Let's open up the phone line. Let's see. That's 580 calling out of 580 calling out of Brother Zach, I think. Is that Brother Zach?
Yes, sir. How you doing? How you doing, Brother Drew?
Hey, okay. We were just getting ready to end the program, but we do appreciate you calling in. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got the time mixed up. I got it mixed up, man. I thought it was 8 o'clock, but it's 7 o'clock here.
Oh,
yes, I missed it. Yeah, I missed it, man.
Okay, people still calling in, so we still talking. You know, hey, the revolution ain't over. It just keep on going. You know, and I'm pretty sure Brother Zaid would like to hear what we got to say when he go back and listen to the program.
Yes, yes.
So, what's happening in your time, Brother Zach?
Well, I'm going to tell you, brother, it's the same thing, man. They are picking up a lot of our brothers, put them in jail and send them to the penitentiary, man. They don't have a chance out here in Idabel, man. It's bad. They picking on the brothers so bad, man. It's bad.
Yeah,
they're trying to put us back into the enslaved. You know, they're trying to enslave us again. That's what those prisons are no longer. It's the great big, you know, demonic ships that they brought us over in. So now they're, you know, picking us up in those buses that come and creep around at night and pick all our brothers and sisters and put them in that prison system so they can enslave us again. I know the plan, you know, but we can overcome all that because we certainly did overtake a lot of those daggone ships. They don't want you to know about those ships that our ancestors overtook and kicked their asses. But, you know, we're here, and, you know, and we will rise. We are, you know, so don't fear. No fear. They're doing it now, but, you know, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, Mama Pearl, we got by right now outside the headquarters. We got by for some reason, for no reason yesterday. I don't know. I was sitting at the headquarters, you know, and three police cars just swoop up in front of the door. I don't know what the fuck it was about, and I don't care. But today we got, you know, they always over here on the street, but today we got 30-some soldiers sitting outside right now. You don't see nobody. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what their purpose is, but hey, we ain't alone. We might look alone, but we ain't alone. So there's 30 brothers, they all on this phone right now, and sitting outside this door right now. Make sure I can do this show in peace. You know what I mean? Yeah, we represent it. You know, we are peaceful people.
Yeah,
but we ain't doing that like
stuff. Y'all better look out for my brother, Drew. Y'all better look out for my brother, man. Don't let my pro come down there. Y'all look out for my brother.
I know that's right. Hey, Brother Zach.
We tried to call you earlier,
Brother Zach. I know you seen a missed call where we was ready to ride down to your town. I mean, we were just in that mode of going to help somebody, and they've been over here. I'm talking about
man.
They've been over here since 12. It's 8 hours just sitting
man,
in this one spot.
Oh, man, I wish I wish you could have got over to me. I would have been ready to call. We need somebody to come down here to let them know that was going on, brother. We are people here in Oklahoma are ready to join up with you.
I know you told me about that. Yes, you consider yourself here. We're going to get down there. I mean, we was ready to roll today, but we're organized off the air because too many people listen to all our plans and they count our plans. So we will organize.
Okay, and after the show, I'm gonna call you back.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and end this show, y'all. We appreciate it, everybody that chimed in, called in the chat room, all our listeners that's gonna hear the archives. We say RBG, Black Power, Free the Land, One Love. We promote the UNIA, the New Black Panther Party, the United Republic, the TWS Archangels, Nation of Islam. We don't care what set you in, what group you in. We promote anybody that's standing up and want to liberate themselves and our brothers and sisters. And we say peace to you. And we're going to close out with Brother Zaid's intro to his song, which is Outlaw Radio. So if I can find it, we'll close out with that. We'll close out with that. And Brother Zach, you go ahead and give me a call in about 3 minutes, and we say Black Power Peace.
All right, y'all. Black Power, we out.